The Federal Communications Commission is challenging telecoms to work more closely with it to improve the nation's cybersecurity. FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler says he's not planning more regulations. Rather, he is asking the companies to share responsibility. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now. He's got details of the FCC's plans. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So what does the FCC have up its sleeve?
Well, hopefully a lot of collaboration and coordination and not a lot of regulation. That was kind of the theme yesterday at the American Enterprise Institute. Chairman Wheeler is trying to build on the initial successes of the Critical Infrastructure Cybersecurity Framework that the White House mandated that the National Institute of Standards and Technology oversaw the development of and was eventually released back in February of this year. Officials say at the White House that that implementation and acceptance is actually going slow but steady, and there is success. While the framework does cover telecommunications sector along with many, many others, Wheeler seems to be trying to go one step further.
We are therefore challenging private sector stakeholders to create new regulatory paradigm of business-driven cybersecurity risk management. This new paradigm must be based on private sector innovation and the alignment of private interests in profit and return on investment with the public interest, like public safety and national security. It needs to be more dynamic than rules. And this is a key point. It needs to be more demonstrably effective than blindly trusting the market.
Now, Wheeler says companies do not go to market using cybersecurity as a selling point to consumers, but with the ever-increasing risks and attacks, just think about Target as an example, as one recent attack. Telecommunications companies and others in that sector must make predictive and proactive investments to improve their cyber readiness. Now, Wheeler spoke Thursday at the American Enterprise Institute's Center for Internet Communications and Technology Policy event on cybersecurity here in Washington. Now, to be clear, many of the telecommunications sector and communications companies already make these investments in cybersecurity, whether it's Verizon or AT&T or CenturyLink or whomever. I mean, this is not just that they're looking back on, we're not going to invest in cybersecurity. But I think what happens is when you talk about the value of data and from a market perspective, those two always don't go together. But Wheeler says as more and more devices are connected to the internet, the dangers and potential harm increases. He offered this one interesting story. I think it was him, but it may have been somebody else at the event. A recent Bloomberg story addresses an idea where a hacker took control of a toilet. With the toilet had a Bluetooth receiver on it. So what the hacker basically did was open and close the lid and sprayed water in places where you probably usually don't want water sprayed.
Must have been a Toto.
A Toto, exactly. So the user, this is, you know, just how connected the world is becoming, and therefore, as Wheeler says, is growing more dangerous. Now, this new cybersecurity approach will be guided by four principles.
First and foremost is the commitment to preserving the qualities that have made the internet an unprecedented platform for innovation and free expression. That means we cannot sacrifice the freedom and openness of the internet in the name of enhanced security. Second is our commitment to privacy, which is essential to consumer confidence in the internet. We believe that when done right, cybersecurity enables digital privacy, personal control of one's data and networks. Third is a commitment to cross-sector coordination. We cannot address these threats in one sector or one agency silos. Particularly among regulatory agencies, we must coordinate our activities and our engagement with our sector stakeholders. Fourth, we continue to support the multi-stakeholder approach to global internet governance that has successfully guided its evolution, and we will oppose any efforts by international groups to impose internet regulations that could restrict the free flow of information in the name of security.
Now, Wheeler says he hopes this approach will become a useful template for others and increase the cyber accountability of communications providers.
All right, so what does this mean for the FCC itself and how it goes about its business and meets its own missions?
Well, I think there's several changes coming to the FCC in terms of how it's going to coordinate these cyber efforts. Now, first off, Wheeler says this is going to be led, this whole entire cyber effort is going to be led by Admiral Dave Simpson, the FCC's chief of the Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau. Wheeler also created a new position, Chief Counsel for Cybersecurity. Cleet Johnson is going to fill this role. He's been with the Senate Intelligence Committee as a staff member for several years. And he's going to help Simpson navigate those legal and strategic considerations. Now, additionally, Wheeler says Jeff Goldthorpe, who has worked on these issues for the commission for more than a decade, is going to round out this three-person team. Now, finally, Wheeler says it's not just this three-person team. Agency bureau chiefs and office heads are working with Simpson to what they call bake-in cyber to the DNA of the commission. He says the commission's activities going forward will need to consider vulnerabilities and impacts from cyber early on and throughout the FCC processes. Now, along with a new team and an agency-wide focus, Wheeler says there are three central pillars to this bigger effort. The first one is situational awareness and information sharing.
We are examining the legal and practical barriers to effective sharing of information about cyber threats and vulnerabilities in the communications sector. In order to protect companies and consumers against malicious cyber attacks and intrusions, companies large and small within the communications sector must implement privacy protective mechanisms to report cyber threats to each other and, where necessary, to government authorities. And for cyber attacks that cause degradations of service or outages, the FCC and communications providers must develop efficient methods to communicate and address these risks.
Now, the second pillar is around cybersecurity risk management and best practices. In fact, in 2011, the Communication Security Reliability and Interoperability Council, CSRIC, completed voluntary industry best practices pertaining to stuff like domain name security, internet route hijacking, and anti-bot code of conduct. Now, Wheeler says in the coming weeks, the agency will ask vendors for ideas on how best to measure the implementation and impact of these best practices.
Building on these efforts, CSRIC is presently hard at work to develop risk management processes to tailor the NIST cybersecurity framework for the communication sector. This particular effort, which features the active participation of over 100 experts from throughout the communication sector, is a landmark initiative, the central proving ground for whether our attempt to create a new paradigm will be successful. We're asking communications providers to work with us in setting the course for years to come regarding how companies in this sector communicate and manage risk internally.
Now, the third pillar is a combination of research and development and workforce training. Wheeler says he's also tasked the Commission's Technological Advisory Council, the TAC, to explore specific opportunities where current R&D activity is moving beyond a single company might result in some positive cybersecurity benefit for the entire industry. So as you can see, this is both an internal and an external effort to really improve cybersecurity and if you will use Chairman Wheeler's words, bake it into every part of the FCC.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So, Jason, let's talk a little bit about the information sharing that the chairman mentioned, because that's always been a tough road for the government to share information about cybersecurity with industry and vice versa.
I think you're absolutely right. In fact, information sharing may be one of the toughest pieces to Wheeler's vision. There have been some improvements without a doubt, but there's too much, according to many experts, one-way information sharing from industry to government and not vice versa. And the big sticking point continues to be Congress has yet to act on key changes to the law. This is the liability protection part for companies. Basically, who, when they give their data to the government, are they held liable if something happens or if the data was false, or if it somehow leaks out that they had this attack? Right now, the government and, you know, Congress cannot come to an agreement on what those liability protections should look like. However, there is some more optimism in Congress to change the law, which is, this has been an ongoing debate since at least 2009 or 2010. Congressman Mike Rogers is the chairman of the Intelligence Committee. He says he's been pushing the Cyber Intelligence Sharing Protections Act, or CISPA, for the past few years. The House passed this bill in April 2013. Roger says he's now making progress in the Senate.
The good news here is yesterday, my ranking member again, Dutch, and I sat down with Dianne Feinstein and Saxby Chambliss in the Senate. That was one of the most productive meetings I felt we had this year on this issue, and now I am being back to extremely optimistic that we're going to get a cyber sharing bill this year. Extremely optimistic, and I was losing hope there. I'm very, very encouraged by this meeting yesterday.
Now, Rogers really didn't offer too many details when the Senate may or could take up CISPA, but obviously you can hear his optimism. Now, at the same time, legislation isn't the only issue at hand. I mean, there's plenty of other challenges going on here. Bob Dix is the vice president of government affairs for Juniper Networks. He says while there's been some improvements, the government needs to do far more better job of making information sharing a two-way process. He says there's still trouble with coordination across the government and the critical infrastructure sectors. He also expressed serious frustration over what they call the Cyber Incident Response Plan. Now, what this plan would do would identify the roles and responsibilities both in the public and private sector should there be a major cyber attack. And we're not just talking about like a hack into someone's system, but an attack that takes down power or telecom or finance or everything. And then he says that's been sitting in the White House in draft since 2011, and he'd just like to see version 1 released, knowing that version 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. would be coming in the following years, but at least you got to start somewhere with version 1. Now, Dix also says industry needs to understand tactics, techniques, and procedures, not sources and methods, and he believes that the government too often is hung up on sources and methods, so they're creating this need-to-know environment instead of a need-to-share environment. Finally, Dix says there needs to be a combination of leadership, education, and economic considerations. I think that's a key part to really impact this culture, this information sharing environment, and to improve cybersecurity.
Well, I'm still worried about a toilet that takes on a life of its own because someone hacked a network. But, Jason, did this topic come up yesterday? And that is most of the discussion seemed to center on the carriers as Internet service providers. What about the carriers as telephony providers as they move their traffic off the old-fashioned switch network and onto the Internet and IP telephony? Right. Is that part of the issue, too?
Well, that's one of the things that Chairman Wheeler actually brought up during his speech. He said, listen, just because our laws are based on a time when we had copper wire or we had a certain type of POTS, plain old telephone, and now everybody moves to IP, we can't just say, well, we didn't cover IP, so if it goes down, that's not our problem. You know, that's your problem because you're an Internet provider. So that absolutely is part of the reason why I think the FCC is trying to get involved now. Some people were wondering what took them so long. I mean, this Internet thing is not so new. I mean, we've been in this moving this direction for the last few years. So it's nice to see. I think the overall feeling was nice to see the FCC moving this direction, but you know, maybe it was something that they could have done 5 years ago or more. But I think some of it goes back to this NIST critical infrastructure framework that they've seen that, hey, this voluntary, this coordination does work, and there seems to be this broad acceptance that they can build off of.
Right, Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. We thank you, as always, for bringing us that report.
Always my pleasure.